Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Two big companies in the natural gas business are planning to merge, Chesapeake Energy and Southwestern Energy. This is a $7.4 billion deal, and it's worth noting Chesapeake filed for bankruptcy less than 3 years ago, but has emerged well. Let's talk about the deal and the natural gas business with Mike Regan. He is senior editor at Bloomberg. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Scott. Thanks for having me.
So these companies together would make a natural gas behemoth. The U.S. is a top exporter of natural gas. Does this suggest that at least for now, these types of fossil fuels are still very much a thing?
Yeah, I think so. Especially natural gas, obviously in the heating of homes, in the production of electricity, and all sorts of uses for natural gas. It does not have sort of as much of questions about demand swirling around it as, say, oil and gasoline do because of that. So I think it is a sign that demands should remain strong for natural gas, not only in the U.S., but overseas, as you point out. Exports of natural gas likely play a big role in this merger.
Yeah, and you know, as part of the U.S. industry picture, a lot of this natural gas, of course, comes from fracking, shooting high-pressure water and chemicals into shale rock to bring up the energy. Natural gas backers have for years called this a bridge fuel, that it could help, you know, phase out coal, one of the dirtiest fuels, and then keep the lights on as solar energy ramps up, as wind energy ramps up. Is that still the argument now, at least from backers of this deal?
I think so, yeah. I mean, that bridge is turning out to be a pretty long bridge, as you point out, as we phase out coal to some degree, and solar wind not really taking up the slack as of yet. And you know, obviously there's some backlash, some political backlash to wind for a variety of reasons. So natural gas, I think, will continue to be an important part of that electricity generation for several years, if not decades to come.
Yeah, right. We are seeing a lot of offshore wind contracts in the U.S. Being canceled because, you know, they're more expensive than the investors initially thought. Talk a little bit about the natural gas market in the world and U.S. exports. I gather a lot of them are now going to Europe, which has been now cut off from Russian gas because of the war in Ukraine.
Yeah, that's exactly it. You know, for a long time, U.S. natural gas production was basically just domestic focused. But as part of this deal, one of the real attractive parts of the Southwestern business is their operations in what's known as the Haynesville Basin. And that is an area that straddles Louisiana and East Texas. And the reason that's so attractive is the exports can be taken to the Gulf of Mexico to facilitate there, where natural gas is liquefied, cooled to a temperature where it actually turns into a liquid, so it's easier or really able to be transported on ships across the ocean. And to your point, that Russian invasion of Ukraine just did so much to disrupt the gas supplies in Europe that exports are now a very attractive part of this business and likely played a key role in why Chesapeake was interested in taking over this company.
Yeah. I understand. Well, we're talking about this natural gas merger and U.S. significant exports of natural gas, at least for now, with Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg. Mike, thank you.
Thank you, Scott.